This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Episode 130, everyone. Emmanuel is here. Hey, Emmanuel, what's our chapter today?
Matthew chapter 26.
And our verses?
Verses 36 through 46.
Outstanding. Let's get started.
Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer."
Great reading, Emmanuel. After the meal, but before Jesus is arrested, he goes with some of his disciples to a garden to pray, the Garden of Gethsemane. He tells God the Father in prayer that he really doesn't want to die. He knew that death is an ugly thing and a fearful thing. No one wants to die, not even Jesus. But he also decides to follow the will of his Father, even if it means that he has to die. He is entrusting himself totally to God the Father. We believe that Jesus is God. We believe that God is Trinity, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Son. And this is how it always was, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Before anything was made, before any creation, there was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But what happened on that first Christmas was that the Son was born as a human being. The Son is God, but the Son became a human being. And this human being, Jesus, is praying in the garden, and he doesn't want to die. Although Jesus is God, we must remember that he is fully human too. He feels the same things we do. He gets frightened and sad, just like we do, but he trusts himself to God the Father. This is a lesson for all of us. When things seem to be going the wrong way, even during great sadness, we need to follow Jesus' example and trust ourselves to God. So, thanks, Emmanuel, for reading. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.